We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and a civil defense measure.
Careful as the pigs will be vanquished.
There's always no pigs in there.
Mayday, mayday.
Welcome to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C., and I've got a great show for you tonight. But first, for anyone who tuned in to the last broadcast and heard that I was being attacked by zombies, in fact, the entire town of New and Old Amarillo were under siege by a giant zombie horde. And we know now that it was some kind of freak accident at a local deserted factory that a group of teenagers had been dipped in vats of some kind of mysterious liquid that had been sitting there in their cases for almost 100 years from the old times before the war, and these teenagers had gotten this liquid on their clothes and had transformed, obviously, into zombies, bitten others, caused them to become zombies. But it has been taken care of. I hope everyone is safe. I hope none of my listeners were zombified in the invasion. But we're all safe now, and a big shout-out to Sheriff Jebediah Riley for coming to my rescue eventually towards the end of that show. So big shout-out to them, and I hope everyone's doing fine, and I hope none of your loved ones were zombified. And if they were, I would like to send out a... I apologize. I'm sorry for your loss. You know, I don't know why I'm apologizing. But anyway, first in the news, a vendor, a mysterious sort of vendor has come into town. He has left, but as he came through, he went to various establishments. He sold to Jill's General Store. He sold to the Bar and Grill in the middle of New Amarillo. He also sold to many vendors in Old Amarillo as well. But what he was selling was tainted dog meat. Now, if you are experiencing lightheadedness, vomiting, ocular bleeding, bleeding from the nostrils, anal bleeding, anal leakage, diarrhea, sweating, nausea, upset stomach, anything that comes along with the anal leakage and the vomiting, you need to contact a doctor immediately, and you need to stay hydrated. And if you're a family member of someone who has been experiencing these symptoms, get out of the house immediately. You do not want this to spread. Mayor Jill is worried about this contamination spreading. But hopefully we've rounded up the tainted meat, and we'll get on with our lives. Anyway, in the weather, a sandstorm is believed to be coming this weekend. So you might want to lock your doors. If you have any water, you want to keep it inside the house. Keep a store of water. If you want to go shopping, I would urge you to go to Joe's General Store, get all your grocery needs before this storm comes in, and you might want to seal up all your windows and entryways. In other news, acid rain. This weekend there was a downpour of acid rain, as many of you know, and all our prayers go out to the victims of an accident, a downpour, that sort of a mudslide in Old Amarillo. Many people were affected. Many people were burned alive in that toxic, acidic mudslide. And all our thoughts and prayers go out to them. Also, giant tarantula season is coming. Giant tarantula season is almost upon us. And just a few tips and hints. What you want to do, as many of you know, keep your dogs inside. Keep your kids close to you. If you want to go hunting, grab a shotgun, grab a rifle. You'll be doing your community a great service. We need to get rid of these suckers because, as you know, as many of you know, Giant tarantulas are deadly, very deadly, and it is their mating season right now, and you don't want to upset them if you don't have a weapon. Keep your doors closed. Again, keep your pets near you. Keep the dogs inside, the kids where you can see them, and be safe, be smart. Don't become tarantula food. Thank you. That was a message from Jill, Mayor Jill. Also, in other news, sort of mysterious political news, communist leader Richie the Red has gone missing this past week. If anyone has any leads to the whereabouts of communist leader Richie, you can contact Sheriff Jebediah Riley, or you can call into the radio station. It's up to you. But please, we're trying to get him found and back to his family. We may not agree politically, but we do wish, we hope him the best of luck, and we hope that he returns safely. In less fortunate news, members of the community have also been found dead. There has, as many of you, I'm sure all of you know already, members of the Jill's inner sanctum, Mayor Jill's inner political party members, have been found dead due to mysterious circumstances. Billy James, local small-time politician, John Tucker, who is the treasurer of the town, as you know, and Sam Ronald, local mole rat trainer, all found dead due to radiation poisoning in their homes. The sheriff and his deputies are working hard on the case, trying to solve this seemingly unsolvable mystery. If you have any leads or if you have any information leading to an arrest for the murders, you need to contact someone. You need to come out immediately. Again, all the deaths were caused by radiation poisoning. So you want to keep your Geiger counters on you. You want to be safe. If you see any greenish clouds coming at you, you want to run in the opposite direction. Again, be safe, be smart. Don't be tarantula food, but also don't be killed by radiation poisoning. You have to be smart. If you have to pick between tarantula and radiation poisoning, your safer bet is to try to fight off the tarantula, because at least you can fight him off. You can't fight gaseous clouds of radiation. But anyway, let's get into our first song, and we'll come back to some interviews and do some fun stuff. But let me play a song right now, and we'll come back. This is Wasteland Radio. I'm Charlie C., your host, and we'll be right back.
Right or wrong, I'll be with you. I'll do what you ask me to. For I believe that I belong by your side, right or wrong. Right or wrong, it's gotta be. We for I believe that I belong. By your side, right or wrong.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio, and breaking news just in, very important. Mark Zimmer, perhaps the most important member of Joe McKay's ruling team, the most important member of her cabinet, has been found dead. Just now, during the musical break, Sheriff Jebediah Riley came in, and he's here right now with us to give us the details of this murder. What is going on? Four men dead from radiation poisoning, the same death. Are you any closer to the truth?
Well, Charlie, I just wanted to thank you first to allow me on the station here. Well, we really are not as close as we would like, and that's why it is of the utmost importance that anyone with any piece of information will come directly to me or Jill with any hint of a crime.
Are there any connections that you can make between these four? Because it's obviously connected. Or do you believe all four murders are connected? Billy James, John Tucker, Sam Ronald, and now Mark Zimmer, a close friend, all dead from radiation poisoning.
Well, Charlotte, I have to say, as a man of law, that we cannot jump to conclusions here. However, the problem is that when you look at all of these things, there is no way that saying that a conspiracy is not possible. In fact, wise men might say that it is quite probable.
No.
But I won't say that as a man of the law. I'll leave that up to you and your listeners to decide.
Of course, and Joe McKay and whoever would judge such a criminal offense. The jury. But do you have any connections? What we know right now is radiation poisoning, all victims. All of them, was Mark Zimmer found in his home?
I'm not at liberty to talk about this information at the moment. I really came on the station, primarily, Charlie, to inform all our listeners to be out on the look for any suspicious activities and to report them to us. This is of the utmost importance. I do also fear an epidemic, and I think that has to be taken into consideration.
Do you have any sort of profile in mind? Is there anybody that our listeners and my listeners should be looking out for, any sort of character, suspicious character?
Well, I just came off the phone with Jill earlier today, and she said Richie the communist has been missing for quite a while, a few days now, and we've been having tons of suspicious activities from them, and I don't want to point my finger at anyone. However, if he is found to be guilty of these crimes, he will get a fair trial. But he will have to pay for the crimes he's committed, and I want you all.
Are you alleging?
I am not.
Are you alleging, Sheriff? No. Well,
no, I'm not.
He's gone missing.
He certainly has.
Some of the highest-ranking members of the opposing party, Jill's party, the Republican Party, have been found dead. Do you think that he has gone underground as a terrorist and given up politics, giving up the voting and all the run? Because last time he was on here, he said that it was all controlled by Joe McKay. Do you think that he's taking things into his own hands and seeking to usurp her power through terrorism?
Well, first off, I want to address those allegations here, Charlie, right now, right here, because what Richard was saying is absolute and utter nonsense. We are not in any way controlled by Jill. Jill is the mayor. However, this is a democratically elected government we have here, and I just want to say that I don't want to make any allegations, but knowing the trouble he has, He's brought about. I don't want to say anything now, but like you said, it is possible.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm a man of the law, and I don't want to.
Well, now that there's a possible connection, it's even more imperative that we find
a potentially
Richie.
Possible connection, Charlie. Let's stick to the facts.
Well, even if he's not connected, he's still a missing person. We want to find Richie the Red and get some answers. If he's a terrorist, if he's guilty of terrorism, I don't think he should be given a fair trial. Execute him. Because
Charlie,
to me, it's obvious what's going on.
Charlie, I have to disagree with you here. Jill, on the other hand, and this is a perfect example of our disagreements and our democratically elected and our court system. And we don't agree on this, but I do, as a man of the law, as a sheriff, hold the law as the most important.
But he's a communist. He doesn't hold the law to the same standards. Why should we hold him to any standards?
Well, we don't operate like that, Charlie. Once you've all of our decisions about what we should do come from us, not from them. Other people are free to have their own opinions, but that doesn't dictate our own. That's the difference.
I disagree. I think that if he's found guilty, I don't want any more people dying while he could be in league with other communist members. We need to stop this right now. I really think the communist members of this community should be rounded up and questioned.
Well, question, Charlie, is a big difference between questioning and execution. Well, and we have questioned, and I think that we have to stick to our basic rights here, or else we'll lose our humanity. And it's the last thing we have in this land that we're in.
Let me move on. Now, radiation poisoning. What could cause that? What could possibly cause these men in their own homes to be victims of severe radiation poisoning that caused death within seconds?
There are a number of different factors, Charlie, that could have contributed to it. However, foul play looks like a very likely possibility.
Okay. Can you describe the state of the condition of the bodies? What kind of damage had the radiation caused?
They were withering nothingness.
Withering nothingness. It's hard to hear some good friends, Mark and Sam, and that was their fate. But that's...
Yeah, I put my hand on top of the bed, and it just collapsed.
To dust.
To dust.
Dries you out. Radiation poisoning. Hopefully we can continue our conversation.
Oh, absolutely. True.
Okay. After this break, we got to take a music break. We'll be right back. Great conversation. Charlie C., Wasteland Radio.
Chisholm Trail, it was midnight. Carmelo was strong on his mind. Because of the life he had chosen, Carmela had left him behind. Too long he'd been El Bandito. Carmela had left him alone. But today someone brought a message. She'd been seen in old San Antonio. Cross the Brazos and Waco, ride hard, that'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos and Waco, I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. He glanced back over his shoulder. The posse was nowhere in sight. It sent for Carmela to meet him on the banks of the Brazos tonight. She was waiting and he kept the promise he had made such a long time ago. As he dropped the guns that she hated in the muddy Brazos below. Cross the Brazos in Waco, ride hard, that'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos in Waco, I'll walk straight in old San Antonio. Then the night came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last he'd been found. As the Ranger's badge showed brightly, El Bandito lay on the ground. Carmella knew he was dying, that all of her dreams were in vain. As she kissed his lips for the last time, she heard him whisper again, cross the Brazos and Waco, ride hard, that'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos and Waco, I'm safe when I reach San Antone. I'm safe when I reach San Antone.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C., and we're still here with Sheriff Jebediah Riley having a great discussion about the recent rash of strange, bizarre murders. We're not saying murders yet, but bizarre deaths involving some of the highest-ranking members of Joe McKay, Mayor Joe McKay's cabinet. And she has a lot of enemies. A strong leader always has many enemies, so we're trying to get to the source. Who is responsible for these murders? My guess? Communist leader Richie the Red and his followers. Jebediah, Sheriff Jebediah, is not willing to make any assumptions. He's only interested in the facts, like any good lawman should be. But let's continue our discussion. Sheriff, what do you, what else would you like to tell us? Anything that you think is important that might help us solve this, might help others not fall victim to this kind of death? Anything that we know right now.
Lock all your doors. It's of the utmost importance to lock your doors. Because when we went inside Billy's house, and also into John's, the doors were unlocked and the windows were open. And so we are fearful that whoever is responsible for these heinous actions was involved in also.
Sheriff! What? Charlie C.
Oh.
Might I have a word with you?
Charlie, I don't know who this man is, but I'll allow him to speak.
Sir, he seems like he has something. Radio broadcast. Who are you? Who I am is not important. Incidentally, my name is Dr. Faust, and I've come here
with Inspector Winston.
And this is my friend, my partner in solving mysteries, Inspector Winston. And we are here because you need a mystery to be solved.
And that is what we intend to do.
Well, that's right. We have a strange mystery. But who exactly are you, and why the strange accents?
Well, I come from Wales.
And I come from, well, it's not important. What is important is that we get to the bottom of this, and that your sheriff here does not know what he is in for.
Now, I don't know who you are, but this is my jurisdiction.
Well, I know who you are, country boy. You're not qualified to solve this type of caper.
And you haven't done anything to prove otherwise.
Please, Inspector Winston, don't be brutal to the man.
There's not much else one can say for a man like Jebediah.
All right, now, we're doing a radio broadcast right now. You can't just come...
I think we can.
Exactly. We're here to talk about the facts. Your sheriff doesn't know the facts.
In fact, I think he might be involved in a conspiracy.
A conspiracy? Perhaps. But let us...
I have to stop this nonsense right here, right now. I don't know who these fellas are, but these allegations are simply outrageous.
Let us look at the facts.
The facts.
Fact one.
Fact one, however, is that you don't even belong here, and you make these funny little accents, and this Inspector Winston man...
Inspector Winston is my good friend. He may be bizarre-looking in appearance, but he is trustworthy, and he is a smarter man than you are, and more qualified to solve this mystery.
And what do you have to say for that?
Not much. He's silent. Fact one. All members, all these community members, upstanding citizens, found in their bed radioactive poisoning. Now, what kind of source, what kind of cause could you come up with, Herr Sheriff, that could explain such a poisoning in the middle of the night, in one's bed?
Well, fellas, I really don't have too much time for your nonsense.
You don't have an answer, is what you don't have, but we do. Please, Inspector Winston, educate.
Well, when we first started our investigations, oh, some 7 years ago, we took a boat across the Atlantic, and we landed here, and we have the most high-tech, advanced technology that your fat sheriff here, with his deputies, couldn't even imagine. That is why you must give over the investigation to us, and not to him.
Not to him.
And his silly laws.
To us!
And we also know, having talked to Richie at one point in the past, that him and Jill are not fair, and that they have been involved in many, many things that your listeners would like to know about. But if you allow him to inspect this tragedy, you know one thing for certain. You will not get an answer. If you want an answer, you will look to us.
Now, let us look at more facts. Let us continue. Billy James, upstanding member of the community. Is it not true, Sheriff, that this man was arrested several times for being drunk and disorderly?
Well, look.
Is it also not true?
I don't like your accusations here, and having known that you have spoken to Richie sometime in the past, I have to wonder about your background.
We have been in town for some time, and before his disappearance, it is true that we spoke to him, yes, very interested in his politics. We are not closed-minded individuals like many of this community. As I go on, Billy James, arrested for assaulting Communist Party members. John Tucker, a blatant bully with disrespect, a large man who is known to abuse his wife. Sam Ronald is a very shifty individual, sneaky, and he's good at getting things done for Mayor Jill McKay. Mark Zimmer is a scrupulous character, and what I am suggesting is that all four of them are involved in a plot, or were involved in a plot, that got them in very deep trouble.
Well, I really don't know what to say to these here gentlemen, but all I have to say is that all of my constituents that are listening to this broadcast can judge for themselves what they have seen from me, and from Jill, and from our wonderful town, that we have dealt with some of the worst toxic waste, with some of the worst tarantula attacks, zombie attacks, with some of the best strategies that we possibly could deal with these things. I mean, we have made this town the wonderful thing that it is. And now these gentlemen, these foreign gentlemen who have probably been here a week, talking to a man that I think was probably, like I said, I do not want to give any accusations, but potentially responsible for some of the awful.
Sheriff, we found Richie the Red's body.
You did.
We'll be right back. This is Wasteland Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. Sheriff, come on now.
A drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, or big as a wheel. Boom! Atomic cocktail falls a splice all around the place. When you see it coming, just grab your suitcase. It'll send you through the skies like air mail. Boom! Atomic cocktail. You push a button, turn the dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits, it's bound to shake, because you feel just like an earthquake. That's the drink that you don't pour, but when you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, a big as a whale. Boom, atomic cocktail. Turn a dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits, bound to shake, because it feels like an earthquake. That's the drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. If you're small as a beetle or big as a whale, atomic cocktail.
Bring the body in here.
Well, it's right here.
Drop it over right on the floor, silly fellow.
There you go. Oh, boy. I can't carry it any further. Sheriff, I'm going home. I gotta rest.
I don't think we need too much of him anyway.
Excellent. We have the evidence right here where we need it. Examine the body, Inspector Winston.
I will. The first thing I have to say is that he smells vaguely of almonds.
Vaguely of almonds? Wasn't a Mr. Billy James known to enjoy an almond or two, Sheriff?
Don't you see that there was an almond sitting on his bookcase?
There was, when we investigated his home.
Sheriff, what do I see in your jacket pocket? Is that an almond, I see?
Well, you listen here. This is no almond. It's a coin.
I'm not so sure of that. Why don't you get a little closer?
Inspector, let's not accuse the fat sheriff of anything just yet.
Are you sure that's the right approach to take?
Inspector, let us continue. As a medical physician, I will inspect the body of this man. Let me look into his mouth and... Oh! What is this? Full of some sort of liquid. Where was this man found? Where was this body found?
Well, he was found floating in Toxic Creek down by Frank Mather's lot. But I want you fellas to get away from the body. We need a proper autopsy, not some of this nonsense from Wales or wherever you boys are from.
Sir, I assure you, though we are theatrical, we are also very thorough. More thorough than your country doctor could ever be. I am classically trained. I know every bone in a man's body.
We've been to Oxford.
Oxford College, yes. Although it was closed, it had been blown up. We have read books. From that very college.
Where have you been? Mississippi
Outside
Community
of...
College?
Ha! Of course! He got his degree from fishing school. Let us continue. Stop mocking this poor fat slob.
Slow.
We have connected Billy James. The scent of almonds is all over him. This man was clearly drowned in the Toxic Creek where he was found, probably belly up. Now let's continue. Let's see.
Oh, what is that? It's moving.
Some kind of
insect.
Putty or some kind of... Oh my lord! A dung beetle. A desert dung beetle found usually to inhabit the dung of mole rats. Who trains mole rats?
I believe that is Sam Ronald.
Sam Ronald, the very man. Dung...
Hey, boys. I want you guys to get away from the body. And I'm a little taken aback by your snobbery.
These men were very sloppy murderers, leaving a piece of themselves all over this body.
And I still smell almonds on you, Sheriff.
Please, Inspector Winston. I don't smell it. But I do smell it on the dead body, which connects Billy James. Now, Mark Zimmer. Do we have anything connecting Mark Zimmer here? I don't see anything, but...
What about this ribbon?
Oh, my word! Great Scott! Where did you find this? This is why I bring you everywhere, my dearest, closest friend.
Sheriff, I didn't see you find any ribbons. Now, did I?
A great red ribbon. Stuffed... Incidentally, inside the man's anal orifice.
It was a nasty job, but somebody had to do it.
And rather quickly, too, and very cleanly.
Now listen, boys, I don't know why you are bothered.
Would you have been willing to go into a man's butt?
Well, no. In fact, I would not. And if anything, it's good that you are here, I guess... You fellas could do nasty jobs like that, but I really think we need some proper burial here.
Charlie!
I mean, inspection here. Autopsy.
This man has clearly been dead for several days. A week! He has aged and bloated. He has been in that water for a week. Charlie, what do you say now to your accusations that this dead man could somehow get up and walk around and kill four sleeping men in their bed?
What do you say to that now, Sheriff? We know a little bit about your relationship
to
Jill.
Well, it's obvious now.
Now, boys, I am saying for the last time, I want no more of this accusation. I appreciate you going into his anal cavity. It is something I would never have done myself. However, the accusations must end here and now.
Fellas, I don't know what to say. You came here on the show. Came out of nowhere. I appreciate your help and your guidance in this case, but you have to let the sheriff do his job. And it's obviously, I was mistaken. This man has clearly been dead for a long period of time, and he cannot be the murderer. But still, perhaps his communist cohorts are somehow involved in these slayings. How, my friend, could any human being, any living human being, go into a man's house undetected, unmolested, and kill him with high doses of radiation? Doses of radiation that could kill a large gazelle or elephant. You probably don't even know what an elephant is.
Now I've had it up to here with your fellow's attitude. Now we all know what an elephant is. In fact,
I'm suggesting, sir, that instead of looking at some natural cause of death, we begin to think about other possibilities, other more supernatural possibilities.
Ones you may not have even thought about. Country boy.
You couldn't think about. What is that? What is that? Oh my lord! Oh, people, hold out. Oh, there's some kind of gaseous cloud. It's green. I can't see. It's a... it's light.
What is it?
Was that a crow?
Ugh! What is this? It's some kind of green cloud with emits its own light. What's going on here? In the mist, I see something. I see a man's face. It's the face of... It's forming. It's the face of Richie the Red!
One day, all of you will know what I know now.
Oh, listeners, I'm shaken right now. I hope you all heard that voice. The voice of a man who lies dead at our feet. Yet I saw his face in the mist. In that greenish, glowing mist. It's evaporating now. It's evaporating. Of course it's evaporating. He has more work to do.
You boys don't know anything here now, do you?
I don't know what's happening. I wasn't prepared for anything like this. It was some kind of a ghost.
Well, this really puts a monkey wrench in all.
You don't know what to say, do you, Sheriff?
Well, I don't think you fellas do either.
You country sheriff.
You silly little boy. Why don't you go back to your little Jill? I think she's calling you with a biscuit.
Let some Oxford men handle this.
There's no need for name calling now, fellas. And I think that if we put our minds together, we could solve this.
We don't need any of your help.
Solve what? You don't even know what you just saw. I don't think anyone knows what we just saw. And listeners, if you heard, I don't know. It was some kind of... It was a spirit from another realm.